The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Time again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here are your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Today's the first day of the Maryland deer hunting season for firearms, and we hope all of you are going to have a good and safe day today. We just want to say thanks for our upcoming guest here for doing our show this morning, and that would be Jonathan Trudeau from Maryland Department of Natural Resources, Wildlife and Heritage Service, and Brian Eiler, who has been here 75 years doing this show with us on the opening day of deer season.
Good morning.
Good morning, Brian. Everybody.
Morning. Jonathan, tell us your title, please, so our listeners know that you are the voice of authority when it comes to whitetail deer and black bears.
I don't know about that, but I am the game mammal section leader, so that means I oversee the deer, bear, and fur bear projects.
Nice. And Brian, they kicked your butt upstairs, didn't they?
Yeah, I'm the associate director of the game program, so I supervise Jonathan and all these programs now, so yeah, man. I push papers.
You're a paper pusher.
Yep, I'm a paper pusher.
And yet Brian is the guy I call when we need a confirmation number or, hey, did this guy kill that deer? Because you have access to all the records of all the hunters in Maryland.
I still keep my fingers in that part of it.
That's good. That's good.
It is good.
Thanks for coming, guys. Hey, let's talk real quick about the app. How's that working out for you guys? Is it working?
Yeah, it's actually working really well.
Good.
So there's still some tweaks that we need to do to it.
Yeah.
We're talking about the MD Outdoor app. So
yep.
For everybody that's out there, if you're out hunting this year for the first time or killing your first deer of the year and you happen to use the old app before, that app no longer works. It might still be sitting on your phone, but it will no longer work. So make sure you have the MD Outdoors app.
Right. Uninstall it. The MD Outdoors app.
Right. Go into the app store or whatever it's called on your phone, system.
The logos look eerily similar.
Yeah, they're very similar logos.
Eerily similar.
Yeah.
I couldn't tell the difference.
And the old app will still open up. It's just if you try to check in a deer or a turkey, it'll sit there and spin, making you think that it's probably still working, but just
it is not.
Broke.
But I got it.
It will never work. You'll sit there for all season. Just don't work yet. So make sure you download the MD Outdoor app, and then you'll be set.
So my buddy Chris killed a deer.
Yeah.
And he wanted to get a Euro mount done. And I said, okay. So I took it to the taxidermist for him, and for some reason, the confirmation tag that had been on it had disintegrated, and we couldn't read it. So I texted Chris. I said, what's your confirmation number? He goes, I have to get it for you. I have to go back and look. I said, do you have the app on your phone? And he goes, oh, yeah. So it was pretty easy.
Yeah, it's actually very convenient to use the app. You can check a deer literally in what probably 30 seconds.
Something like that,
compared to about 3 minutes on the phone.
Yeah.
You try to use the old phone system.
Yeah. And if you use the phone, it transfers it to the new app.
Correct.
Yep.
Yeah.
Which
correct.
I was amazed when I opened it. There's a bunch of deer that I checked in the last couple of years.
So. Yeah, those systems actually talk to each other. So even, we've had the Verizon phone system since 2005. So 20 years ago is when we switched. Doesn't seem that long ago. But,
wow.
But yeah, but now it's, that system actually talks to the MD Outdoor system to make sure you're DNR ID matches your year, so it has the right person when you're trying to check it in and everything.
Good.
Long story short, there's still some tweaks we want to do, but overall it's working pretty well, and we recommend that anybody that's going to be checking deer or turkeys get the app because it is so much easier.
MD Outdoors.
Yeah.
I mean, you can still call the number.
You can still use the 1-888-800.
Well, if I'm driving, I can hit that, and they answer the questions, so.
And then another little thing I do is when you check it in with the app, you'll get that confirmation screen. It shows all the information in one place. Mm-hmm. I'll just snap a screenshot.
Screenshot.
And that way it's right in your, that's where it's right in your camera roll. And if you do need to pull it back up and you don't want to try to log into the app, or, you know, for empty outdoors, you can just go to your camera roll and right
you
there
it
is. You
are so technologically superior to me. That's fantastic.
My kids taught me that.
I don't doubt it. I don't doubt it. Okay, so we've been through a couple deer season. We've been through the early archery season, the early muzzleloader season, and you guys do that mid-season type report. Tell us about that.
Overall, we're happy. People are out there successfully harvesting deer, which is great. No, between the early archery season and the early muzzleloader season, we harvested about 19,000 deer.
Is that good or bad?
I mean, it's good. No, we're down from last year by about 8%, but last year we were up by quite a bit.
Yeah.
So, you know, we're right around where we normally are.
Yeah.
And our Sika harvest was looking great as well. You know, we were at about 1,600 Sika harvested at that point in the
normal
year. Yeah. Yeah, we're still right in that normal range. You know, this year, with it seems like across the entire state, acorns are everywhere.
That's what I've heard.
I mean, I wouldn't.
That's what I've seen.
I wouldn't know because I broke my foot and I haven't been able to get out in the woods.
Yeah, I know.
But from what I'm told, it's like walking on marbles out there right now. So it seems like there's a lot of opportunity for hunters to get out if they can find that food source and stay on it.
You need to break your foot in February.
No, because then I got den season and I got to go out on my dens.
Oh.
It's not really a good time to break
There's
your foot,
no good
just
time to
so you know.
So you got to go out in your dens with a broken foot. That could be disadvantageous, just in case somebody wakes up.
Yeah, well, unless I really just don't want to go out on a den, but I've yet to have a den I didn't want to go on.
No, that's true.
Good. Yeah, so that's just interesting talking about the acorns because, you know, being in this game for a long time, we can track deer harvest by the mast crop. And,
right.
you know, if you're sitting out there this year and deer aren't coming to your corn pile.
There's a reason.
There's a reason. Yeah. It's not that the deer aren't there. It's they're just on a food source that they prefer a
that
lot.
That they really like
more.
Better
yeah,
than corn.
Yeah. So, and that's one of these years where there's a really good mass crop. So that's probably one of the reasons why our harvest has dipped a little bit here to begin with. So, but like you said, it's right where it should be, right where it's always been.
Have you guys ever seen any evidence of deer eating star gum fruit, monkey balls?
Never heard them called that.
You know what they are?
Yeah.
No, I have not.
Mm-mm.
I can't imagine them eating those. So, but maybe.
I dressed up my Sika deer last year in the primitive season. She had to.
All bets are off.
On Sika deer?
On Sika deer, all bets are off. Some of the stuff we've seen in America and all that stuff that they eat, their diet's a little different.
Yeah, very different.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I was extremely surprised to see that. So.
Hmm.
Anyway, yeah, whitetails, not so much, but beech nuts, acorns.
Yeah.
They don't eat hickory nuts, do they?
They will.
Do they?
But that's it's just not as preferred because, it's a harder shell to crack, but they will get into it. I mean, the nut itself is super nutritious.
Yeah.
It has a lot of fats in it.
Yeah.
So they'll eat that. You know, bears, that's what they focus in on.
But, on the hickories?
Yeah, they'll hit those hard. But, no, for whitetails, they're primarily looking for that white oak. It has lower tannins, which is basically, it's in, wines and stuff. It inhibits digestion.
Right.
So white oaks have lower tannin concentration than red oaks, so that's why they focus in on white oaks more than red oaks when it's available.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
Makes a lot of sense. Yeah. And then ducks eat the pin oaks more so than anything else, too.
Mm-hmm.
Like, especially if you've got a creek with pin oaks, you got wood ducks in there like crazy.
Yeah.
So. Good deal. So how about the bear numbers?
Bear season, we're right around where we normally are. I know we got harvested 89 bears this year during the regular bear season. So, a bit lower than last year, but last year we went up a little bit, which was nice to see. But one thing that I did note that this year is we actually harvested a lot of big bears. So this year we harvested 6 bears that were over 400 pounds.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's just during the regular bear season. So, which is great. And last year we only had 3. The year before in 23 and 22, we only had 2 bears that were over that weight. So it shows that we have big bears in the state.
And the hair study program is still ongoing.
Yeah, yep. So it's still ongoing. This past summer, University of Maryland students were out there. They deployed 155 hair snares. So they put barbed wire up with some bait in the middle of a circle, basically.
Right.
And the bears will go through. Their hair will get stuck in that barbed wire. And the students collect that hair, and we can get the genetics from it.
Right.
So I think from the 150 sites, they got like 3,000 hair samples, something like that. A lot.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Yeah, it's a lot. So they're in the process of going through, trying to figure out how many of those samples they're going to send off to the lab, get ran, and then this coming summer, they're going to be deploying another 120 a little bit further east.
Good.
Yeah.
Good, good, good. All right, hang in there a little bit, guys. You know, hey, look, folks, if you have a beautiful fireplace in your house that you never use, well, a lot of people do, and it's just a hole in the wall that sucks the heat out of the room. That's simply what it is. If you don't want to mess with it, I have a solution. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's on Kent Island. They're the premier fireplace, stove, and hearth dealer in the region. Now, we have a Enviro EX35 gas fireplace insert. We shopped all around and ended up at Backyard Billy's because of the friendly staff, the product knowledge, and the price, quite frankly. They did the installation, and they provided us with friendly, knowledgeable follow-up and service. We both enjoyed the convenience, the beauty, and the room-filling heat from our gas fireplace insert. And it's working today, I will tell you that. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's carries Enviro, Regency, and other top brands. Check out the freestanding wooden pellet stoves, too, for your primary or alternative heat source. You can select a new pellet, gas, electric, or wood insert from Hearth America at Backyard Billy's in Graysonville. Stop in the showroom soon. You'll be ready for the coming, well, it's here, chilly weather. It's cold out there today. Visit BackyardBilly's.com or the Hearth America Facebook page, 410-827-4500. 827-4500. Backyard Billy's is open 7 days a week. Route 50 at exit 44B. That's Evans Avenue exit off of Route 50, Graysonville. If it's heat you want, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's is the fireplace. We'll be right back.
Alan Ellis here for Creative Concepts Taxidermy. With 35 years' experience, John George realistically, accurately, and artistically recreates animals from all over the world. This season, Creative Concepts Taxidermy is offering a terrific service to deer hunters. John is offering to turn around your whitetail or sika deer in 6 months, that's 6 months, with your paid deposit. Located at 7194 Montevideo Road in Jessup, Maryland, Creative Concepts is convenient to Route 100, Route 1, and the 95-295 interstates. When you stop by, you'll see the Creative Concepts studio is filled with life-size game mounts from all over the world. Creative Concepts supports nonprofit conservation organizations and wounded veterans groups. Maryland's premier life-size studio, Creative Concepts, provides five-star service for any animal from any continent, including those right here in Maryland. Hours are Monday through Friday, 8 to 4. On weekends with an appointment, creativeconceptstaxidermy.com or call 410-799-1558. That's 410-799-1558 for Creative Concepts Taxidermy.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, madonnaseafood.com.
Alan Ellis here for MilSpec Spray-On Truck Liners. MilSpec Spray-On Truck Bed Liners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bed liners on the market. And MilSpec liners support veterans and military families. Whether you're a hunter, crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your MilSpec liner with a nationwide lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, any kind of tools. Have your MilSpec liner installed at Superior Linings and Truck Accessories, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. And Maryland Spray Linings is just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver. That number is 410-455-0800. 455-0800. These MilSpec liner dealers can install
any truck accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. Schedule your appointment today to get your mil-spec liner installed.
Cool Ice, that's K-O-O-L Ice, in Cambridge, has the freshest fish and seafood on the Eastern Shore. If the question is about seafood, the answer is always Cool Ice. Looking for live or steamed hard crabs? Cool Ice. Fresh picked crab meat? Cool Ice. Whole fish, fish fillets, or fish filleted to order? Cool Ice. Fresh or steamed golf shrimp or snow crabs? Yeah, Cool Ice, man. Soft crabs, lobsters, or crawfish? Cool Ice. Scallops, octopus, alligator? Cool Ice. Ice. Really. By the bag or block? Yep. Cool Ice. For anglers or crabbers, Cool Ice has alewives, mud shad, frozen peelers, and soft crabs with bullets and chicken necks. Cool Ice is open year-round at 110 Washington Street in Cambridge, Maryland. Visit Cool Ice on Facebook for specials and give them a call to order. 410-228-2300. That's 410-228-2300 for crabs and seafood. Cool Ice, man.
It's time to practice your wing shooting and sight in your firearms. At Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range, you can do both. Located just off Route 50 in Mardella Springs, you'll find a 50-station sporting clays range and a firearms range for handguns, rifles, shotguns, and muzzleloaders with distances from 25 to 500 yards. Take Bradley Road to get to Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range. Inside the Delmarva Sporting Clays retail store, you can browse new and used firearms in the gun room or select your favorite ammunition. See the 10-point crossbows and tons of hunting accessories to make your day. Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range will buy or trade your firearm. If you own a collection, they're interested. Stop by Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range in Mardella Springs, open every day except Christmas. The website is dscfff.com. Call 410-742-2023 for an appointment for Sporting Clays. That's 410-742-2023 for Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range.
The following program has been pre-recorded for broadcast at this time. Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, back to the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Leaves are turning, there's a chill in the air. Campfires are burning, we're gathered round in chairs. Three generations of hunting in our veins, talking about what might happen on opening day. Where the man's calling for southwest winds, gonna have to change my plans. Guess I won't be hunting the power line, I'm moving to the boat seat stand. Sighted in my rifle and she sure is shooting straight, but I'll meet up with the jitters, y'all. It's opening day.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. We're with Brian Eiler and Jonathan Trudeau from Maryland Wildlife and Heritage Service, and we were talking during the break. We just came through the youth season a couple weeks ago. Brian, you have some numbers on that?
Yeah, just looking at the rough numbers. We don't have them all finalized yet, but it looks like the kids killed about 2,200. So
2,200.
And that's normally staggered a little bit towards antler deer, which is great. I mean, that's why we have that season when we do. You know, it's a great time to be out there.
But yeah, it's a great opportunity for the kids.
The weather wasn't bad. It wasn't great. It was a little
windy.
Yeah, it was windy, and but they still came through and put some meat in the freezer.
Meat in the freezer. So, that's what it's all about. I know during the early muzzleloader season, I'm guessing during the youth season, some of your guys, staff members were at the deer processors and pulling the lymph nodes for CWD.
Yeah. So we had staff across the state. No, this year, every 3 years, we collect statewide for CWD sampling, those lymph nodes. And this year is that third year.
Okay.
So we had staff across the state that were at some of those processors collecting those samples, which is great. And our goal is to collect over 2,000 samples this year. So that's a lot.
That's a lot.
But
And the total amount of deer that have been found in Maryland with CWD, chronic wasting disease, scrapie in sheep, mad cow disease, Crutchfield-Jacob in humans, what's that number?
Ballpark.
It's 200 and something. If you give me a minute, I can find it.
Take your time.
But
we weren't going to talk about this yet. But
it's all good. But, you know, that's why we look for it. And then, unfortunately, last year we did pick it up in a new county.
Yeah.
So, you know, we added Howard County last year.
But like one deer.
Yeah, it was a single deer. And to be honest, it was, I think, a mile, if that, over the county line from Montgomery County where
right.
we've had it.
Yeah.
Once you start looking for it and it starts to pop up, and it's one of those things that as the disease progresses, you find more and more of it.
Sure.
So, as of last year, we had 223.
Grand total. 223 deer out of the last how many years, and the total deer harvest of those, you know, you're talking
that's
hundreds of thousands of deer. And I mean, it's almost like a non-entity.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, if you kill one, obviously it's important to you, but.
Yeah, it depends on where you are in the state.
Right.
No, it's one of those diseases that like in Allegheny is where it was first picked up.
Right.
And in certain, management areas, it's in Allegheny, you have a much higher chance of harvesting a deer.
Right.
But when you're in a county like Howard, Montgomery, Baltimore County, where we've only picked up, less than five or six in those counties each, it's a very low probability of a deer having the disease. But that's why we do all this testing.
And none on the shore.
Not on the shore yet.
So I'll stay on the shore.
And since 2002, we've tested over 14,000.
Yeah. So, like I said, it's totally incremental. While we're talking on deer diseases, I'm going to go there this segment, but we will. But before I do that, I want to tell the folks about the muzzleloader contest.
Mm-hmm.
We are giving away a muzzleloader next Saturday. You can call in today and leave your name and number with Aaron if he answers the phone. If not, email me, ellis@ellisoutdoors.com. Make sure first and last name and phone number is in that email. And on the subject line, put CVA or muzzleloader contest or something that I know that you want to enter that contest. And I think Aaron is doing this pre-recorded show. And, he's following up with the commercials, but I assume he can take a few phone calls and write your name down. And we will give that away next week. Remember, it's a CVA Wolf muzzleloader, stainless steel, synthetic stock, and the fine folks at Hawk Optics have provided a beautiful 3-9x40 slug gun / muzzleloader scope for that scope, and it will be included. You'll get the muzzleloader, the case, the scope installed. You'll have to bore sight the scope, and you'll get the box that the scope came in. So you'll have all that to read up on your scope and see how that works. So. I hope you can enter that, and we'll be back live next week, and we'll take more entries next week, of course, and do the drawing for the winner. And, that's what we'll say about that today. So, all right, CWD. People get the two diseases mixed up. CWD, chronic wasting disease. That's the really bad, always fatal disease. Then we have epizootic hemorrhagic disease, EHD, in how many different strains? 3, 4, 5, 7, something like that?
Yeah, there's three that are fairly common.
Okay.
Yeah, there's probably six or more strains.
Yeah.
But I know we've only had a few of some of the outliers.
Yeah, there's some oddities, but there's a small handful that we see.
Those insects get blown in here on hurricanes and everything else. So how was our hit this year?
So this year, we actually had in the 2025 season, we actually had a pretty significant outbreak in kind of that central, northern, southern part of the state.
Central, northern, southern. What part of the state is that?
Central part of the state, right in there in the middle.
All right.
I'm thinking the regions.
All right, gotcha.
My bad. I haven't been here as long as Brian.
Yeah, I know.
He's better at this than I am. But... So kind of in the Montgomery County, the southern Baltimore, and Anne Arundel County.
That's got hit.
Prince George's.
And Prince George's got a little bit.
Yeah.
Not as bad, but a little bit. Montgomery got hit pretty hard this year. Now, we had a lot of reports. We sent I think a half a dozen deer or something like that to the lab, and I believe all but one came back positive. So we just sent them to a lab to confirm what we believe we're seeing. Because, I had
a colleague that once put it this way, deer put on this earth for two reasons, to breed and to die, and they're really good at both. So,
okay.
So we want to make sure we confirm why they die.
Yeah, of course. Okay. Well, that's a very interesting way to put it, but okay, we'll go with that. To breed and to die, and
to provide
hunting pleasure to millions of people.
Yes.
Exactly. There's a lot of recreational days out every year across this country. Yeah. So, but EHD is pretty fast acting, but it doesn't have long-term population consequences.
Right.
It'll come in for a year. You'll have a certain percentage of that deer population that's not resistant to it, not naive to it. So it'll whack them. So you'll see these big die-offs, but then it'll go away in that area for 4 or 5, maybe longer, years.
Right.
So we don't see any long-term population consequences from EHD. You'll see a dip in the harvest. Like this year, if you look at the harvest, you can pick out the counties where we had where we had EHD. But it's not long-lasting. Whereas CWD, there's definitely more concern with CWD because it's on the landscape. It's there every year.
And it's
killing deer every
and
year.
And it's deer to deer.
Yeah.
It's deer to deer. It's not like they're getting bitten by this midge or this no-see-em, like a little blood-sucking mosquito that you can't see and, getting sick and dying. And they don't die immediately.
It can take up to, a year and a half for some deer, 2 years for them to die, and they can pick that disease up off the landscape. It doesn't have to be two deer coming in contact with one another.
Right. How's the another deer disease is the brain abscess disease, which its hotbed is on the Upper Eastern Shore. Are we hearing any more about that, seeing much of that?
I haven't heard any reports lately. I know last year I got one suspect, but I haven't heard many lately.
Yeah, my impression is that has quieted down some, which is kind of unusual, but I'm not out there every day.
Not ground zero.
Yeah, so I don't know. I can't speak to it as well. But it just, in my world, it seems like it has. We don't hear as much about brain abscesses.
It was Queen Anne's, Kent County there for a long time, was just, you'd walk up to your deer and the rack's loose and it's like, what's going on here,
Yeah, and it could be that, a lot of people are just aware of it now, and it's just maybe the reports aren't coming.
That could very well be.
But back to CWD, though, it'll be interesting to see where we are in 20 years to 30 years because it's very slow acting. But it is having population consequences in areas, where it's been established for a significant number of years. So, we've had it for 15 years, right? 2010 was when our first positive was collected.
Right.
So it's been 15 years, which sounds like a long time, but in the grand scheme of things, it's not really that long of a time. So, the infection rate in Allegheny County right now, or the prevalence rate's 35% or so.
Yeah, it ranges between 25 to 40 in certain areas.
Not all of Allegheny County.
Not all of Allegheny. But again, like Brian's saying, it's a slow disease to progress and slowly expands.
So while we're talking about that, so I'm in one of those zones. I'm in one of those counties, and I shoot a deer. What do I have to do to get that deer processed?
So you have a couple of options. You can either take it to a certified CWD processor. So if you look in the Maryland Hunting Guide, you'll see a whole list of those. So those processors have been vetted by us that they will dispose of the carcass and the remains in an approved manner.
Got it.
Or if you remove the basically the spine. And
spine,
you quarter,
brain, the whole thing.
Yeah. No, basically remove the neurological tissue.
Okay.
Then you can take it outside the CWD management zone or area, which is those six.
So what happens if I want to get a Euro or do the skull cap and all that? I mean, is that still okay to do that?
Yeah, it's the same thing, though. You have to take it to a CWD certified taxidermist or processor. So once you take it to those areas, you're fine. And they're across most of the state at this point.
Okay. So look in your book.
Yeah, look in your book.
Got it.
Yep.
Or, you can still do it yourself, too.
Yeah, sure.
But you just got to be aware of there's infectious parts that you can't take out of the zone.
Very good. All right. We ran a little long in that section, but I'm glad we did. So we're just going to say we'll take a commercial break here, and we'll be right back.
Crabs, crabs, crabs! Hunter's Crab and Seafood Market is family-owned and operated seafood market in Graysonville, Maryland. Stop by 4801 Main Street in the heart of Graysonville. Hunter's Crabs is easy to get to from Route 18 or Route 50. Order takeout steamed crabs or shrimp, grab a lunch special, or stop by the seafood counter for a variety of the freshest, freshest fish. Take your crabs home or sit outside with your family and friends. Get your steamed crabs, fresh fish, oysters, crab meat, crab cakes, shrimp salad, and soft crabs at Hunter's Crabs and Seafood Market, where the local seafood lovers get their favorites. Call Hunter's Crabs at 410-827-8923 for carryout. Check out Hunter's Crabs on Facebook for specials. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 10 a.m. till 7 and Sunday from 10 to 5. Crabs, 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 410-827-8923 for Hunter's Crabs and Seafood Market.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery. Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much and want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment. And you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. At Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. Bel Air Gun Range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports, competition, hunting, and home protection. Ammunition, too. Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL, handgun qualification license courses, can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. Call 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range.
Dorchester County is the beating heart of Sika deer hunting in Maryland. In Cambridge, hunters will find real treasure for outfitting their Sika and whitetail deer properties, Chesapeake Seed and Feed. First of all, Chesapeake Seed and Feed stocks deer corn by the bag or the pallet, the new Chesapeake Deer Mix, apple cracker blocks, and Takamati products, all the seed for the finest food plots. Chesapeake Seed and Feed carries 12-point hunting blinds, HB feeders in stock with capacities up to 1,000 pounds of corn, capsule brand lifetime feeders, Moultrie feeders, and accessories. All that with supplies and food for pets, wild birds, farm, lawn, and garden. For deer corn, apple cracker, hunting blinds, and deer feeders, stop by Chesapeake Seed and Feed, 10-1 Cedar Street in Cambridge, Maryland. Call 410-228-4392. That's 410-228-4392. Visit the website, ChesapeakeSeedandFeed.com.
The following program has been pre-recorded for broadcast at this time. Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, back to the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Froggy went a-courtin' and he did ride, uh-huh. Froggy went a-courtin' and he did ride, uh-huh. Froggy went a-courtin' and he did ride, a sword and a pistol by his side, uh-huh. He rode right up to Miss Mouse's door, uh-huh.
Let me in.
He rode right up to Miss Mouse's door, uh-huh. He rode right up to Miss Mouse's door, and he hit it so hard that he made it roar, uh-huh. Then Miss Mousey let him in, uh-huh.
Come in, Mr. Froggy.
Then Miss Mousey let him in, uh-huh.
Then Miss Mousie led him in, and the way they courted it was a sin. He took Miss Mousie right on his knee. Took Miss Mouse right on his knee. Took Miss Mouse right on his knee, and he says, Miss Mousie, would you marry me? Miss Mousie says, I don't know about that, Miss Mousie says, I don't know about that, Miss Mousie says, don't know about that, but believe to my soul, you have to ask Uncle Rat, The old rat laughed as he gave away the bride,
Hey, welcome back. We're with Brian Eiler and Jonathan Trudeau with Maryland's Wildlife and Heritage Service. And before we get into the show here, just right away, I want to tell you folks about some great firearms from Clyde's Sports Shop. Browning Firearms. Clyde's is your full-line Browning dealer. Here's a couple of rifles. The BAR MK3, the Browning autoloader rifle, satin nickel receiver finish, a polished blue barrel. It's got an oil-finished grade 2 walnut stock with cut checkering, beautiful high-relief engraving on the receiver, and it's got a shim-adjustable stock for cast on and off and drop at the comb. That's a great rifle. Comes in a lot of different calibers. I talked to somebody the other day who has a BAR and loves the thing. Now, there's the BLR, Browning Lever Rifle, lightweight 81 stainless takedown. Lever action rifle, looks like a classic lever action profile on this thing. The rifle takes down into two parts. Pretty cool. Non-reflective satin nickel finish, matte stainless steel barrel with a gray laminated satin finish. It's a pretty firearm. Straight grip stock with checkering. The barrel's drilled and tapped for an optimal scout-style scope mount. Swivel studs, true glow marble arms, fiber optic front sight, and adjustable rear sight. Take a look at these and all the high-powered rifles, centerfire rifles, the A-Bolt, the X-Bolt, at the Clyde Sports Shop. 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, Baltimore, Maryland, 21227. Clyde's been around since 1957. 410-242-6108. 242-6108 for Clyde Sports Shop, which is also the website, ClydeSportsShop.com. Firearms, licenses, ammunition, scope mounting, and accessories. Clyde's is open 7 days a week. You'll be glad you did. What do you guys want to talk about? What are you making notes on over there?
I was making a note talking about, no, it's our regulation cycle year. So every 2 years we go through the regulation cycle where we set our hunting seasons, bag limits, things of that nature.
And so there's ongoing internal conversations about how to change the game laws and make people more confused and write more citations.
It's kind of hard to do. I mean, we're, you know.
What's that?
So it's getting hard to make it more confusing. We apologize. There are states that are more confusing, though.
I'm sure. Some of the western states.
But we are conscious of that, and we try to simplify where we can, but it is very – that process is very
– Okay, put your fingers in your ears, guys.
Tough, so.
The 10:30 stop point on Sundays is the stupidest regulation that's out there, but it's a law, and these guys can't do anything about it.
It's not a reg. That's a law, correct. That's in state law.
Yep.
And then, and we build our regulations off of the authority that the law gives us.
Correct.
We don't have the authority to change Sunday hunting.
And there's no point in getting mad at you guys or DNR or police or anything else, but there is a good point in getting in contact with your people in the General Assembly and saying change
your
this.
Local delegation or whoever and just make it known that you if you would like more Sunday hunting or like you said that 10:30 law to get to change. And every year there are Sunday hunting bills. They just typically survive.
They get ignored. They don't even come out of committee
because they're very controversial with the hunters versus non-hunters and so. But it is a regulation cycle that's starting. So we've had an internal discussion meeting, and then next month in December we will have an internal stakeholder meeting. So with all of our sister units, fisheries, parks, forestry, and all of this is designed to tweak and improve and whittle down what we're thinking.
And then you go on to the proposal stage and present that to the stakeholders in usually February.
Correct, and in February we'll have the external stakeholders meeting, which is representatives from all the big, the sporting groups and whoever
media,
else.
Media, whoever else. And pro and con hunting.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, this is
you get the animal activists in there, you get the horse people in there,
and some of them aren't anti-hunting. You know, they're not anti-hunting. They're just, but they have, you know, interests that aren't hunting-centric, and that's fine. So we need to hear from everybody when we do this.
Mm-hmm. Sure. And the agriculture community, which is getting increasingly more vocal and increasingly more influential, let me say that. So with the wildlife nurturers.
Yeah. They have a lot to, you know, I mean, they're you know, when you have a high deer population, crop damage is a serious concern.
Absolutely.
And we definitely have seen a more concerted effort by, you know, by the Maryland Farm Bureau and some other farming interests, and rightfully so. I mean, you know, like I said, it's their financial loss that, you know, that's directly impacted. So they definitely have a seat at the table, and they have a right to have a seat at the table. So we just... Hunting's our most effective tool.
You know, always has been, always will be.
Yeah, you know, one of the biggest things we could do would be try to work with landowners and educate landowners how to use hunting more effectively to help. We have a
great article that you guys have on your website about landowner relations and the need for hunting. It's in the Maryland Hunting Quarterly, which you can pick up, or it's online right now.
Yeah, so
it's there.
So we would like to, moving down the road, we would like to expand on our efforts to try to work with that community, and to try to find a good solution that works for everybody when it comes to deer, because they cost a lot of money, but they're a very, like you said, they're a very valuable species.
Yeah.
You know, for wildlife watchers, hunters, you know, well, just the general public.
They generate a ton of revenue
for
Maryland, you know.
And it's not just a Maryland thing. It's every state that has white-tailed deer pretty much deals with it.
Tourism and everything else. Yeah. You know, so I get it. No question about it.
So one last thing on the rake cycle is Brian mentioned that we have that external stakeholders meeting, but we also have an online public comment period.
Exactly.
So for anyone listening, if you have thoughts about our regulations, that's your chance to voice those opinions. And they get posted on our website for everyone to view. And, you know, a lot of people say that we don't take those into consideration, but that can be further from the truth. You know, we look at those every single reg cycle, and every year they influence the decisions that we make. And if they don't influence it this year, it might give us an idea for how to modify our regs the next reg cycle. So it's really important for folks to take advantage of that and provide their comments when that period opens up.
And they're fun to read.
Yeah.
They are censored.
Aw, come on. What do you mean?
You have to censor some of them.
I'm sure.
And we also, not to forget, have the Wildlife Advisory Commission.
So, yes.
And, you know, they play an integral role in reviewing these regs as well and you know, and giving us input because they're representing different stakeholders as well.
Absolutely.
So the Wildlife Advisory Commission, they play a big part in this process as well.
No doubt in my mind. Yeah. So good. Very good. So where are we going to go from here? We got a couple of minutes before we got to take a break and get out of here for the mid-show break. And tell me what you guys want to talk about. You got something going on? Anything exciting?
We got a Seek a Deer project right now with the University of Delaware.
Okay.
So they're in year 3, I believe.
Okay.
Of a reproductive study. So the students have been doing is every winter they're going out, they're catching Seek a hinds, and then they're putting a special device in and a GPS collar on them.
So come
spring when they give birth to the calf, the students are going out and they're locating that calf. And then they're putting a small tracking collar on it to gain a better understanding of, A, where they're giving birth, which, spoiler alert, some of these are giving water births.
No. Water births? Sick of deer?
Right. I know. It's a shocker.
It is a shocker.
It doesn't always work out well.
So that little splish, 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 splish you hear down there in the marsh, I don't know. Might be an expectant mom. You never know.
You never know. But so last year they deployed 30 collars on hinds.
Right.
And then I think they ended up getting like 25 calves, I believe. I'd have to look at the final report, but right around there that they ended up collaring. And those collars are either off or should be coming off within the next few days. And they're going to be ready to redeploy this coming winter. And they'll put another 30 out for another project.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
And that's like monumental. Like, I mean, this is the project that, I've been around for 20 whatever, almost 25 years. And And we've never had the technology until recently to be able to do this with calves. So it's really, it's seeing that, you know, we're getting that inside look at that survival.
Right.
And mortality with the calves, which was really the last piece of the puzzle that we really needed to, you know, to have a better understanding.
And the hinds typically only give birth to one.
Yes.
Right. One. Yeah. I mean, rarely, I think, I've never seen twins. I've heard other people said they had, that they have seen twins. Personally, in my career, I have not ever had definite proof of twins, but this is a cool, it's a really cool project. So
we'll get back to that maybe top the next hour and talk about some other stuff. So, hey folks, look, I've talked about Hearth America at Backyard Billy's for a long, long time, and they're great people. Great people to deal with. The product knowledge is fantastic. The selection is good. The prices are good. So you can select a new pellet gas, electric, or wood insert from Hearth America at Backyard Billy's in Graysonville. If you have a fireplace, that makes it even easier. Or if it's new construction, figure that in. Stop in the showroom soon. But Hearth America at Backyard Billy's carries Enviro, Regency, and other top brands. Check out the freestanding wooden pellet stoves in all the different styles, from old-fashioned to ultra-modern, as well for your primary or your alternative heat source. Now, we own a Enviro EX35 gas fireplace insert. Hearth America did the installation. They follow up with great service. It's very convenient with a remote control. You set the temperature. It goes on and off based on the temperature of your room. So think about that. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's on Kent Island. BackyardBilly's.com, Hearth America Facebook page, 410-827-4500. 827-4500, open 7 days a week. Route 50, exit 44B, Evans Avenue, Graysonville. If it's heat you want, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's is the fireplace. Hey, we'll be right back after the news.
Alan Ellis here for Creative Concepts Taxidermy. With 35 years' experience, John George realistically, accurately, and artistically recreates animals from all over the world. This season, Creative Concepts Taxidermy is offering a terrific service to deer hunters. John is offering to turn around your whitetail or sika deer in 6 months. That's 6 months with your paid deposit. Located at 7194 Montevideo Road in Jessup, Maryland, Creative Concepts is convenient to Route 100, Route 1, and the 95-295 interstates. When you stop by, you'll see the Creative's Concept Studio is filled with life-size game mounts from all over the world. Creative Concept supports nonprofit conservation organizations and wounded veterans groups. Maryland's premier life-size studio, Creative Concepts, provides five-star service for any animal from any continent, including those right here in Maryland. Hours are Monday through Friday, 8 to 4. On weekends with an appointment, creativeconceptstaxidermy.com or call 410-799-1558. That's 410-799-1558 for Creative Concepts Taxidermy.
Alan Ellis here for MilSpec Spray-On Truck Liners. MilSpec Spray-On Truck Bed Liners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bed liners on the market. And MilSpec liners support veterans and military families. Whether you're a hunter, crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your MilSpec liner with a nationwide lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, any kind of tools. Have your MilSpec liner installed at Superior Linings and Truck Accessories, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. And Maryland Spray Linings is just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver. That number is 410-455-0800. 455-0800. These MilSpec liner dealers can install any truck accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. Schedule your appointment today to get your MilSpec liner installed.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood. Year-round crabs, 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB-2722, madonnaseafood.com.
It's time to practice your wing shooting and sight in your firearms. At Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range, you can do both. Located just off Route 50 in Mardella Springs, you'll find a 50-station Sporting Clays range and a firearms range for handguns, rifles, shotguns, and muzzleloaders with distances from 25 to 500 yards. Take Bradley Road to get to Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range. Inside the Delmarva Sporting Clays retail store, you can browse new and used firearms in the gun room or select your favorite ammunition. See the 10-point crossbows and tons of hunting accessories to make your day. Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range will buy or trade your firearm. If you own a collection, they're interested. Stop by Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range in Mardella Springs, open every day except Christmas. The website is dscfff.com. Call 410-742-2023 for an appointment for Sporting Clays. That's 410-742-2023 for Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range.
Put me on a mountain way back in the backwoods. Put me on a lake with a big one on the line. Put me around a campfire cooking something I just cleaned.